I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He can design a room on a brie or a breezeway, and she designed her salmon to ooze the cream cheese way. Woo! It's Watch What Happens Live with Shannon Bedore and Jeff Lewis now. Been looking forward to this for a while. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, honoring Shannon with a post-QVC viewing party by getting real for real drunk. Last season, she made famous the phrase, "This isn't my plate." But tonight, they were all her plates, and she was selling out of them all over the place. It is Real Housewives of Orange County, Shannon Bedore. Hey, Shannon Bedore. Great to see you looking phenomenal. And he's back for another season of flipping out. And while his daughter has softened on the fussiness, his tantrums are still in full force. And he wore a short little wig tonight. Hey, Jeff Lewis. Good to see you. You two are actually, no joke, great friends. And you've been wanting to come on this show together for 5 years.
Right, 5 years.
Okay.
I'm glad it happened. Thank you.
You know what? We just needed your cycles to be going together.
Yes,
and it worked. They are, so to speak. Behind the bar, she stars on Bravo's digital series, Adulting, where she's looking for life advice from the likes of Dorinda Medley, Ryan Serhant, and Jax Taylor. So here to maybe get a refund, it's Chelsea White. Hey, Chelsea. Good to see you. Chelsea, didn't you used to be one of our stand-ins many years ago?
Andy, I am so delighted that you remembered. I did. When this show very first started, yes. I would come and help out on the night out, and I would stand in, and I'd like pretend to be
the guest.
The Jeff of the world, yeah.
And look where you are now, behind the bar. Yes. Shannon debuted a new I Dream of Jeannie interview look, which we all loved.
I love that.
You also have a high pony tonight, which I love. You look phenomenal. I feel like... I feel like you are back to the weight that you were when you started the show.
I am 13 pounds, but I've lost a lot of body fat, too, so I think it's more than 13 pounds. But I was married to someone who said, do not put your hair back. So I'm putting
it
back.
Oh, so you're putting it back. Okay. Kelly took her daughter, Jolie, to acting class tonight, and one thing Kelly can't do is act like she loves it. Take a look.
To be honest, I never wanted to do theater. I actually always thought the people that did theater were dorks. But if Jolie wants to be in theater, if she has a passion, I want to support her passion. I don't know how they keep a straight face.
I love it. Speaking of cute kids, Jeff, the cutest thing in your life, besides Gage, mm-hmm. of course, is little Monroe.
Yes.
Take a look.
Compared to last year, my life has made a complete 180.
Monroe throws fits already like Jeff over nothing. She's great.
My favorite time of day is when we watch TV together. We wake up Saturday morning and it snows. And Monroe is freaking out. She's just staring at like, what is this? I took a picture of Monroe sleeping on Gage. It's like a sweet moment. She's so bonded to him. It's something that I will always remember.
Very sweet. You gonna have another one?
We might have trouble finding a surrogate. So we're going to have to, you know, keep looking, because I don't think we can use the one we had before. So we would like to, so we'll see.
Boy, you don't stop, do you?
Do you know that I rewind on the opening title credits when she waves at the camera?
It's so sweet. Yeah.
Oh, darling.
It's so sweet.
She's been calling me Jeff, which is not good.
Oh, I bet she is. That's better than a-hole.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, go to bravotv.com/RH awards to vote now for the Real Housewife Awards. Guess what? Shannon's nominated for Miss Congeniality and Best Friends with Tamara and Chick.
Trace Amigas.
Yeah. While we wait for your questions for Shannon and Jeff, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, last week, the subject of Gina's divorce had all the women, especially Vicky, sermonizing on marriage and morality. And here's what this week's Vicky's anti-divorce tour continued. Take a look.
So nonchalant about getting divorced. Like, it's just, it bothers me.
I will be fine.
We all think that.
Yeah, okay.
Until it comes down to the financial part.
You don't have a moral compass inside your soul.
You sound stupid.
It really hurt my feelings when you said that I didn't have a moral compass.
Worry about the kids. I think the kids is what, we have to not be so selfish.
I'm not being selfish. I feel like I'm making a rational decision as an adult woman.
Yeah. If I could turn back the clock 10 years or 8 years, I would have been a better wife.
I think there is this stigma against me because of my age. I think that in this situation, Vicky should learn from me.
Ooh, go to WWHL.TV now. Tell us whose side are you on, Vicky or Gina? Jeff Lewis, whose side are you on?
Well, Gina. I think Gina. But I will tell you, what bothers me is that Vicky keeps talking about how she needs to have worked on that marriage, which I think is very disrespectful to her current boyfriend. It's just constant.
What do you think?
Like she made a mistake.
I mean, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You never want to see a family break apart.
Yeah.
And they talk about how they're best friends and they're attracted to each other and have sex. So,
but there's something we don't know. There's a lot of information.
Right. And I'm not willing to comment or judge because I don't know.
Okay, it looks like you're on Gina's side there. Second, when this season of OC started, Shannon was still struggling to close the book on a messy divorce. Here's what the new Shannon then threw on a hooker heel. Hopped on a knee scooter and still somehow managed to land on her own 2 feet. Watch.
You're married for 17 years and you find out that your husband's with someone. I think it's probably one of the hardest things you could hear.
I got it.
Okay.
I did a tasting for the QVC food line for Real Cuisine and they gave me a date of April 18th.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Colin.
I went on a date.
He's a nice guy.
Today is particularly exciting.
We have Shannon Bedore joining us.
I created Real for Real Cuisine. Every entree is under 450 calories.
Yes.
It's been portioned for you. I feel like the sky's the limit right now. And I gotta say, I'm kind of proud of myself. I lost a marriage, but I've found myself.
I love it that QVC hung up on Vicky when she called.
Oh my
by the
God,
way,
is that,
that was
crazy?
Hilarious.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
That's really funny.
Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way. This
thank
is
you.
All great.
It's really exciting.
It's all very cool.
It's exciting.
What's going on with dating?
Well, I mean, I just got out of a 20-year relationship.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is David moved in with his girlfriend today.
Wow.
So yeah, so he in within a year's time, and I have
I
a
heard somewhere
approach.
That she's pregnant. Is that true?
I don't think I don't know, but okay. I don't think she is.
Okay.
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
But I'm having fun right now, and that's what I want to do.
All right, finally, beginning October 16th, Jeff Lewis Live will be airing 3 times a week on Radio Andy.
Yes.
A move somewhat questionable considering he's not known for his stellar behavior. So here's what, let's see whether or not I've made a horrible decision with a round of questionable behavior. I'll give you a fellow Bravo star. You tell me the first thing you would ask them in an interview if they were on Jeff Lewis Live on Radio Andy. Vicki Gunvalson, first thing you would ask her.
I probably would ask about Brooks. I mean, she's not going to answer, but I, you know, if she knew about the cancer or had an indication, like
we've
some
moved,
sort of indication.
Moved on from that.
I know, but that's just what I would ask.
Okay, what about Radzi?
I would ask her if she really indeed quit or she was fired.
What
even
about,
though I know the answer.
What about Gina from Orange County?
I would ask about Matt. I wonder if Matt, who was living in L.A., was maybe seeing someone else.
Maybe
she's too embarrassed to say that, which is fine, I understand, but I allegedly think he was probably cheating.
What about Bethany Frankel? What would you ask her?
I would ask about probably the Bethany and Frederick, if it's coming back for another season. I liked the show.
I love it that you say that in such a shady way.
No, I really liked the show.
The inference is
I really liked the show.
No, he called me to say you need to watch the show.
I thought it was a great show.
I really believe you.
He's being authentic.
MJ and Tommy from Shaz.
I would probably ask them about, because I know they're also, you know, trying to have children.
Yeah.
And I think they were pretty close to getting pregnant, so I'd probably ask if that's happening.
What about Steve Lodge, Vicky's boyfriend?
I'd ask him if he still lives with his mom.
No.
Thank you, Jeff Lewis. I appreciate it. All right. Oh, my gosh. By the way, Jeff, we all know the ending. We all know that you and Jenny had a huge fight.
Yes.
And we will watch that play out this season on the show. I guess the one question that I haven't asked you about it, because I know you've spoken about it a bunch, is if you can envision the two of you being friends again.
Well, first of all, I want to just back up because you were asking about children and I gave you kind of a shady answer about the surrogate. We absolutely would like to have more children.
Okay, good.
We've just been going through a really hard time, so we hit the pause button.
All right. Okay, Jeff, so I asked you if you could ever envision being friends with Jenny again.
I'm a very, very forgiving guy, and I never say never, but when someone reports you for abuse to your bosses, that's kind of something that's kind of hard to get over.
I'll make a prediction. I was saying this today. Not in press, but to a friend, that I give it a couple years. I think it's going to take a couple years because you are like me. It takes time to process, but I think they'll
I've been watching the show, and I already miss her. I will tell you that. Yeah. I already miss her,
they're great,
but it's just together. When someone crosses the line, it's kind of hard to get over.
LMCPV, Shannon, who's your gold jacket by? I have to know.
L'Agence.
Okay. Shannon, I've got a lot of questions. Want to know how you would lose all the weight. You look great.
Well, you know what? I actually have spent a lot of time in the kitchen trying to eat healthy for my Real for Real cuisine line. So it's all about the diet.
And
so
you're back on QVC on Wednesday.
I'm debuting my favorite skinny lobster cake.
Jeff Clatter Thunder wants to know if you've seen Ramona Singer renovations in the Hamptons and in New York. What do you think?
I have not. I've never been to Ramona's home.
No, I know, but you saw them on
TV. I did think it could use a few more layers and a little more color, at least for the Hamptons, for sure. The New York kitchen turned out really nice.
Let's go to Emily from Houston. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi. My question, so first of all, my best friend Stacy and I have called in before, and we're huge fans. She just lost her mom to cancer, so I'm calling in tonight on behalf of the both of us. Could y'all give Stacy a shout out?
Hi, Stacy. Sending you a big hug.
Thank you. So my question is kind of for you both. Jeff, I love your friendship with Shannon, and I love how much you support her and everything she's gone through.
He does.
Have you met her new man?
I have. He's here. Oh, am I supposed to say that?
Oops.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't met him. Yeah, nice guy. Yeah.
Next week on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Gina talks to Kelly about her friendship issues with Shannon. Shannon, this should be fun to watch. Take a look at a sneak peek.
I have gotten upset at Shannon's, and it's like what I'm figuring out is that, like, she never asked me anything about myself.
I wasn't friends with her.
That's how I feel. I'm friendly with her.
Yeah, but it took me a long time.
It's not fair that Shannon Bedore gets to decide how much time is enough time until she'll acknowledge you. Who wants a f***ing friend like that anyway?
When she's ready to let you in, she'll let you in, yeah. And then she'll give it.
But then she gives you 100%.
But now,
it shouldn't take this much time to get her to not be an asshole.
Yeah. If I can just say that I launched a food line in 6 months, which is unheard of. I was a single mom of three going through a nasty divorce. And if being friends with some new girl that, oh, by the way, has been judging me and stirring the pot so far, I'm not going to put those other things underneath and put her at the top of my totem pole. Sorry.
All right. Jeff, Daniel R. wants to know, do you think if Gage was not a part of the Jeff Lewis brand, would your relationship be as successful?
No, because we are 24/7 work business. And I think I found the right partner because he's a part of that.
Yes. Okay, guess what, you guys? For over 10 seasons, we've watched Jeff Lewis rant and rave his wig askew. So we're going to honor him as we play Rave Jeff's Shade. Oh, stress. Sorry. We're going to watch a clip of Jeff freaking out. And then with these cards, we're going to each rate his stress level.
I'm so excited.
One to 10. Okay.
Okay.
Let's watch the first one. Let's take a look.
Open.
You're joking me right now, right?
I said no onions. I swear to God.
You have to check the box. I mean, it's like, how many times do I have to do this?
I'll take it.
Every day, Jenny. Every day. No onions. No onions. Check the box.
I have nostalgia for this one. I'm giving it an 8.
So mild.
So I know, compared to what we saw. Minus nostalgia.
Check the box.
5 and 5. Okay, let's see the next one.
If you block my driveway again, I'm going to tow your car. You do this every single day. I don't appreciate your attitude, and I don't appreciate you taking your sweet time when I'm trying to move in my house. Welcome to the neighborhood. Thank you.
6. That was also mild.
Yes, that was mild. 6 and 4. Okay, next one.
And then I got whatever his assistant's name is. What is her name?
I don't know.
Does anyone... We don't even know the assistant's name. We don't even know the assistant's name. No one in this f***ing office knows his assistant's name. Do you see how f***ing stupid we are?
Okay, 7. He's starting to heat up. Okay, let's see the next one.
Don't pull over on the side of the road when I have people here that are ready to have lunch.
Okay, I don't need to explain these things to you.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're fired.
That's
you're fired.
No, I'm quitting.
No, you're fired.
Whatever.
I fired you before you quit, so you're fired.
Whatever you want.
I'm done.
No.
My kids laugh at that scene.
It's you so funny. Let's see the last one.
I'm wondering, what's your contribution? You're not taking care of the baby between 7 and 9. What are you doing then? Because I'm the one paying all the bills. So that's what we got to talk about then. You want me to feed the baby, then you got to start paying some bills then.
Not nice.
Shannon Inger Beans wants to know if you think Tamara acts differently towards you once Vicky's in the picture.
No.
Jeff A Flower 16 wants to know when you're gonna marry Gage.
I was just talking to my good friend Julie Grossi over there about that on the plane right here.
Yes, and she asks all the time.
I mean, I'm not going to propose to him on air, but I think I'm considering it.
Will.
And I think he's probably shocked right now.
This is just a message to Gage. Gage,
you have
first
options.
Class, one-way ticket
he knows
to New
he
York
has options.
Is waiting for you if you change your mind.
Well, and I know he has options.
Yes.
That's why I'm going to have to probably...
Will I be invited to the wedding?
Of
course.
Okay. Shannon, Jessa R. wants to know, other than a matchmaker, have you considered online dating or even Tinder?
No.
No.
Never. No.
Never?
No. I'm very old-fashioned.
Jeff Josiah Z. wants to know who the drunkest person at Harry Hamlin's birthday party was.
I mean, it could have been me.
You? I was going to say you?
Could have been me. I wasn't driving, though.
Good.
No, yeah, because I don't drink.
Shannon St. Clair Sam wants to know, if your ex came crawling back after realizing the grass is not greener, be honest, would you take him back?
No.
You would not?
Very quick answer, no. Never.
Yeah. Okay. Jeff Lewis, Johnny Bartoons, Mary Shag Kill, Eddie Judge, Steve Shane.
Lodge?
Steve Lodge.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to shag Eddie, of course.
Okay.
Right? And then...
I'm going to marry Steve or Shane.
Steve. Those are my choices. Steve. Okay. Oh, I don't know. Steve.
All right. Okay. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Real Housewife of Atlanta, Portia Williams, who announced today that she is engaged. Congratulations to her boyfriend, Dennis McKinley. With, by the way, I should add, a 13-carat engagement ring, allegedly worth six figures. Now... knowing Portia, I bet she said, wow, 13 carats? How romantic. One to represent each month in the year. Just kidding. It's funny. Tonight's Shackle goes to the news that actor Timothy Chalamet has been taken off the market by Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose, breaking the hearts of single girls everywhere. We are eagerly awaiting a response from Timothy's most recent ex. Didn't you see the movie? No, you didn't see the movie?
No, I didn't get that.
You didn't see the movie?
I didn't get it.
None of you guys in my audience? Okay. I want to thank Shannon, Jeff, Chelsea for being here. It's Jeff Lewis and Shannon Bedore. Besties from California. Mm-hmm. Behind the bar, it's the star of Adulting, the digital series on BravoTV.com, Chelsea White. Great to see you. Let's go to the phones. We have a bunch of calls we did not get to. Caller, it is Evan from Houston. Hey, Evan, what's your question?
Am I Evan from Houston?
I think so. Are you not?
No, I'm Evan from New Jersey.
Oh, whoops. It's all right. Our phone operator's super stoned tonight. Just kidding. That's illegal. Anyway, what's your question?
My question is for Shannon, and it is, with the way Vicky talks to Gina, do you think that she wishes she worked things out with Don, or do you think that they will ever get back together?
Oh, Don and Vicky will never get back together. And she's very happy with Steve. I don't know why she says that all the time. I think that...
because she's not happy with Steve. That's why she says that all the time.
No, Jeff. I just went out to dinner with she and Steve.
Yeah?
And they're talking about retiring together, and they are talking... I'm just going to say that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Katie from California. Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. You guys are the dream team tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Jeff, I'm your 11th caller, so thanks.
Thank you.
I'm just calling because I know you guys are great friends, and I wanted to know what the craziest thing you guys have ever gotten up to when you guys have spent the night out together.
Yeah, I would like to know this, too.
Well, yeah, we went out drinking, and we ended up...
In a big group. With Brandy Glanville, Tamara...
Yes, that's when Brandy was talking
like,
to me.
It was like a big group, and it was my first season. I'd never been around, like, the paparazzi. We went from Craig's to Sir.
Yes. And we went, there was not enough room in the car, so Shannon and I were in the back of the Escalade.
In the trunk. Yeah. We got
and
in
then,
the trunk
so
together.
When, remember when we pulled up to Sir and they had to open up the trunk for Shannon and I to crawl out?
And the paparazzi were there. And we were rolling out of the trunk in my Spanx, you know. Of course, I'm still in the Spanx on. It was showing up to the
Oh, my God.
But that was a crazy night.
Did Brandy stop talking to you after that whole Watch What Happens Live debacle?
You know what she did? She really shaded me. And I went to her afterwards and I said, look, I want to make it up to you. Let's have a drink. And she said, meet me at this whatever bar. And that bitch did not show up. She did not show up. And you know what? I get it. I understand. Whatever.
I love that.
Yeah.
Let's go to Lizzie from North Carolina. Hey, Lizzie, what's your question?
Hey, Andy Cohen. My question is from Mr. Lewis. Jeff,
yes.
Of all the housewives from every franchise, mm-hmm. who would you think would be the best assistant
for you, and who would be the assistant that you would absolutely fire without a doubt?
Oh, it's good. Funny because, you know, we were just talking about Portia. She probably would not make it at Jeff Lewis Design. You know who is really, really, like, smart is Leah Black. Leah Black is sharp, and I have a lot of respect for that woman. Yeah. So probably Leah Black would really thrive.
Let's go to Morgan from Long Island. Hey, Morgan, what's your question?
Hi. My question is for both Jeff and Shannon, and I just wanted to know, how did their entire friendship begin? Because they're amazing, and I love it.
Where'd you guys meet for the first time?
All right, I met Tamara at a bar in Laguna Beach.
And I'm on the way to Fashion Island with my kids with dirty hair, and she says, I'm with Jeff Lewis. If you would have asked me before the show, you want to meet an Academy Award actor, politician, sports figure, I would say, I wouldn't meet Jeff Lewis. And I said, Turner, hang on you. We dropped the kids off. We met him at the bar.
We got kicked out because we were too rowdy.
I had nothing to eat that whole day.
We got kicked out. We went back to the Bedore Estate. That's when they had the huge mansion.
Yeah.
And you and I had a bottle of vodka.
And he went through my Christmas cards.
We had to carry her to her bed.
And he went through my Christmas cards commenting. But what did you say that night? You said, Tamara, I'm sorry. I think I met my new favorite housewife.
That's nice. Let's go to Lee from Florida. Hey, Lee, what's your question?
Hey,
Lee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's your question?
Oh, my question is for Jeff. I'd like to know if he had to pick one of the housewives of any to swim in the lady pond with, which one would it be?
Oh, like, okay, so we don't want to have sex with. Okay, let me go. I'm trying to think, who's hot? Like, who's really, like... Teddy's hot. You know who's also hot is that Joanna from Miami.
Yeah, but that's she's Miami's gorgeous. Done. Miami's gone.
Oh, I can't do that?
No, you can say it.
She's okay. Gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, she's gorgeous.
Really
Joanna Krupa.
Right. Yes. Who else is hot?
Well, I mean, I think
Giselle is super hot.
We're talking about
Teddy.
Housewives.
Oh, Giselle.
Yeah, she's.
I don't watch that. I don't watch that. I like Kyle too.
Yeah, Kyle's pretty.
So you'd be cool with that?
Yeah, I'd be good.
Let's go to Stephanie from Colorado. Hey, Stephanie, what's your question?
Hey, guys. First, Shannon, I wanted to tell you that I loved your interview looks tonight to die for.
Thank you.
And you look so amazing.
Thank you.
And Jeff, I wanted to know if you are still, I'm just curious if you're still in touch with Zoila.
I am. I just texted her this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yes. So, in fact, I think we're going to have dinner pretty soon.
Oh,
yes.
I'm very happy
yes.
for that.
Yes. I am too.
Yeah, that's
good. Okay. It gives me a little hope for you.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe she'll come back.
I want to thank Chelsea and Jeff and Shannon. Everybody watch Shannon on QVC on Wednesday. Watch Jeff on Flipping Out and Chelsea on BravoTV.com. Here's the sneak peek of tomorrow night's Flipping Out.
Is she down here standing on your property?
Who's that girl?
You got it. You have to get out. You can't. You're trespassing right now.
All the way down the
bridge. Get off our property.
Sandbag!
Okay, go.
Sandbag.
Oh. Okay.
Are you kidding? She just grabbed a hold of the ficus and just ripped it up.
Now, you know what? That's vandalism.
Just make sure Gage doesn't touch her.
It's on my property! You know what? You can't touch their stuff like that in room.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.